Let's go back to Tanya. We're on Perek Chav Gimel. In the English, it's on the top 56. On the top, it's 56. Okay, the Alter Rebbe is explaining. Alter Rebbe is in the middle of explaining the difference between mitzvahs and learning Torah. Okay, you have it? And the top is 56, chapter 23. Got it?
Uh-huh.
What page is it at the bottom?
95.
95 in the bottom.
96.
95, 96. Okay. Let me explain outside what Alter Rebbe is explaining over here, and then we can see it inside. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Ah, you're here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Alter Rebbe is explaining there's a difference between mitzvahs, which are called the organs of Hashem, the limbs of Hashem, part of Hashem's body, so to speak, and then you have Torah, which is one thing with Hashem. And Alter Rebbe explains, what's the concept of an organ? Alter Rebbe, as we're learning, last week we learned, when a person wants to move their hand, they immediately move the hand. It doesn't take any time, it doesn't take any delay. If the hand doesn't want to move, then they got to force it to move, so to speak. But basically, the bittul, and he's explaining now, we're talking about basically the relationship between Hashem and the Jew through Torah and through doing a mitzvah. Okay? We're speaking about the relationship that of the Jew's relationship with Hashem when he does a mitzvah or when he learns Torah. And the Alter Rebbe is explaining learning Torah is a much greater relationship with Hashem than when you do a mitzvah. Okay? Now, the Alter Rebbe is going to use a few expressions over here to explain the concept first outside before we see it inside. The Ovis, as the Alter Rebbe is going to explain, were called the Merkava. What is a Merkava? The horse, the chariot, the wagon, the horse and wagon, which is completely bottle to the rider. The rider is riding the horse, the rider wants to go somewhere, he hits the horses go exactly where he leads them. The horses are really bottled. The horses are really bottled to the rider. Wherever the rider wants them to go, that's where the horses go. To use modern day language, when you drive a car, yeah, the car is bottled to you. Wherever you're going to want to take the car and steer with the steering wheel, you're going to steer the car in the right direction. The steering the car is going to get you where you want to go. The car is completely bottled to the driver. That's level bittul number one. Not the problem, but the level of this bittul is the car is not the person. The person's a person, the car is a car. But the car is bottled to the person. Okay? That's one level. The car and the person don't even become one. It's just the level that the car is completely subservient and bottled to the rider, to the driver, that the car goes where you want it to go. Then there's a deeper level. A deeper level is the nefesh of the person in the body. Okay? The nefesh wants to move, the hand moves. The nefesh wants to see, the person sees. The nefesh wants to talk, the person talks. What happens over there? The nefesh, you have the body and you have the soul. The nefesh and the guf are not one. The nefesh and the guf become united. But really, the nefesh is the nefesh, and the body is the body. The soul is the soul, and the body is the body. It's really two separate things. The soul is not the body, and the body is not the soul. Except when the soul comes into the body, and it wants the body to talk, or to see, or to move, or to write, or to do whatever it is, so then the soul and the body unite. And the body does whatever the soul wants it to do. The soul wants to move. The nefesh says move, the hand moves. the wants to write, it writes. That is a greater level of bittul than the horse to the rider, or the car to the driver. The car and the driver, yes, the car does where it goes wherever the driver wants, but it's still two separate things. They're not united as one. There's a deeper level, the nefesh and the guf, like organs. That's what mitzvahs are. Mitzvahs are the organs of Hashem. What does it mean? The mitzvahs are doing what Hashem wants it to do. Then the Alter Rebbe is going to explain there's a deeper level, and that's learning Torah. Learning Torah is not the body and the nefesh, which is two separate things uniting. It's not the organs of Hashem, the limbs of Hashem. Torah is Hashem. Araisa v'kod shibrichu kul achad, Torah and God are one. It's not body and soul, or definitely not the lesser level, horse and rider. Torah and Hashem are actually one. That's why the Alter Rebbe is explaining mitzvahs are called the organs of Hashem. What does it mean, the organs of Hashem? You have the soul, and you have the organ, the body. The body listens to the soul completely, but it's still not the soul. Then you have the expression, which is even, so to speak, a lower level, when it comes into practical levels, that the Ovis, 24-7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, wherever Hashem wanted the patriarchs to do, that's what they did. So these are various different levels of bittul that the Alter Rebbe is explaining, that the person's relationship with Hashem is why the Zohar calls mitzvahs the organs, the evarim of Hashem, the limbs of Hashem, and Torah is called one with Hashem. Because the oneness of Torah with Hashem is much greater than the oneness of an organ with the neshama. The organ and neshama taka are united, they become one, but it's still two different things. It's a body and it's a soul. So therefore the level of bittul that a Jew has is most at the time a person learns Torah. Because if Torah is Hashem himself, when a person learns Torah, they're united with the essence of Hashem. And they give, there's a mashal that Chassidus, it's brought down with Chassidus, a king, they give an analogy to understand this. A king wanted a palace. The king wanted that somebody should build him a palace. So the king drew the plans of the palace. The king drew the plans of the palace. And with the plans, the blueprints, they built the palace. The palace is what the king wants. But when you look at the walls of the palace, you see the king. You don't see the king's wisdom. You see a wall. When you look at the blueprint, then you see the king's wisdom. Then you see the king's intelligence, the king's intellect. When you look at the wall, you don't see the king's seichel, you see a wall. And that's the different levels of bittul. That's one issue that Alter Rebbe is explaining over here. Then there's another level that Alter Rebbe is explaining over here, is what is the real will of Hashem, and what is the external will of Hashem. What does this mean? So this we learned a little bit last week, but not we didn't finish completely, and Alter Rebbe is going to elaborate more on this concept. There is, like the marshal we gave last time was, a person wants to work. I want to work. But that's not my real will. My real will is, I want to make money. In order to make money, I have to work. So therefore, there is what's called the external will. It's called chitzenius haratzon, the outer will. And then you have the real will. The primius haratzon means the real will. The external will is, I want to work. But that's not the ultimate goal. Yes, I want to work. Why do I want to work? Because I want to make money. And in order to make money, I have to work. But so my real will is, I want to make money. But in order to make money, I have to have the outer will that I need to work. The same thing is, when Hashem created the world, Hashem wanted a world. Hashem wanted a world, that's a given. Because if he didn't want a world, he wouldn't create a world. Yet, that's not what Hashem really wants. What Hashem really wants is that a Jew should do mitzvahs. That's what Hashem really wants. A Jew should do a mitzvah. In order for a Jew to do a mitzvah, you need tefillin. If you don't have tefillin, you can't have the mitzvah of tefillin. In order to have tefillin, I need an animal to make the leather and the parchment from. So Hashem wanted an animal, but that's not the real will of Hashem. The real will of Hashem is Hashem wants tefillin. In order to get tefillin, you need an animal. So Hashem wanted an animal. But what's the real purpose of creation? The real purpose of creation is not that Hashem wanted a world. The real purpose of creation is Hashem wants mitzvahs. And in order for mitzvahs to be done, you need physical objects. So Hashem wanted a world. So taking all these details into consideration, the Alter Rebbe is explaining the real purpose of creation was that a Jew should do mitzvahs. In mitzvahs themselves, there's a difference between mitzvahs, which are only a relationship, like the organs are in comparison to the neshama, even though they're united, but body is body and soul is soul. And then you have a higher level, which is ultimately the learning of Torah. This is what Alter Rebbe is explaining here. The truth of the matter is that in the source, mitzvahs are even higher than Torah. Mitzvahs are even higher than Torah. And that's why the ultimate is mitzvahs, not Torah. The ultimate is mitzvahs and not Torah. Why? Talmud Torah. That's down here.
What is the name of the source? The source is like who's learning Torah and the source. I mean, it's all the mitzvahs down here.
All the mitzvahs are down here. Yet, the whole purpose of Torah is to be able to know how to do mitzvahs. What does it mean? Let's explain what the difference is. We learned this in the Thursday morning class. What happens is our halacha as follows. I have an opportunity now. There's two choices in front of me. I could either learn Torah or do a mitzvah. Okay? I have either a mitzvah opportunity or Torah opportunity. I can't do both. What do I do? So halacha says that a mitzvah that could be done through somebody else, I should not stop learning Torah and let somebody else do the mitzvah. A mitzvah that nobody else is going to be able to do. If I don't do it, the mitzvah won't get done. I should stop learning to do the mitzvah. That's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, to give it a simple example, there's an old lady that needs help across the street. I'm in the middle of learning. If there's somebody else that can help the old lady across the street, I should continue learning. If there's nobody else to help the old lady across the street, and it's a mitzvah to help a person in need, so the din is I have to stop learning to do the mitzvah. That's the halacha. So Chassidus asks, it doesn't make sense. What is greater? If learning is greater, I should never stop learning. Who cares if nobody else could do the mitzvah? If learning is greater, I should do learning. If mitzvahs are greater, what's the difference if somebody else can help the old lady or not? If a mitzvah is greater, I should do mitzvahs. What type of conditional thing is this? If nobody else can do the mitzvah, stop learning. If somebody else could do the mitzvah, I should continue learning. Which one is greater, learning or mitzvahs? So Chassidus explains very simply. Revelation connection to Elokus is much greater Torah. Torah is greater. The ultimate goal is, though, that mitzvah should be done, because Hashem wanted a dira b'tachteinim, a dwelling place in the physical world. So therefore, Halacha says, If the physical dwelling place of Hashem will happen anyway through somebody else, for you personally, learning is greater than mitzvahs.
Because it causes a greater revelation.
A greater revelation.
Up there?
Yeah. Like we said, mitzvahs are only the organs of Hashem. And this is a right of the Kutshubirichu Kulachad. This is Hashem. In fact, we're learning this, we just finished the Maim with the men. The Rebbe explains that Torah mitzvahs is like neshama and guf. Mitzvahs deal with the physical world. Torah basically deals with your head. I mean, it's more neshama than body, right? Now, in this world, what's greater? Neshama is greater than the body. Right? The neshama is greater than the body. Neshama is ruchni, is spirituality, godliness, and the body is a hunk of meat. Nevertheless, in the source, in reality, the ultimate goal is not Gan Eden, where Neshama is going to be without a body. The ultimate reward of Mashiach's accomplishment is going to be Tchias HaMeisim, when Neshama comes into the body. Why? I lecher Neshama is much greater than a body. Why is the ultimate reward Tchias HaMeisim when the Neshama comes into the body? Because the answer is, the body is really greater than the soul. Openly, the neshama is much greater than the body. But realistically, the body is much greater than the soul.
Not the body of now, the body of Tres Amazing.
No, the body of now. The body of now.
Can't be the same body of Tres Amazing.
Well, you can have a different hairstyle. What do you have?
No, but it's going to be a much
different
more
nose.
Can't be a regular body, a Gashmiri body?
Yeah. Sure. We won't need to live from eating and drinking. It's Gashmi.
It's not going to be the same.
No, it's going to be the same body.
But it's not going to be the same if you don't have to live, eat and drink.
Why? We can't have a body that doesn't eat and drink. It's the same body.
It's not the same kind of a body. So it's a much
we won't need the outside actions of eating. No, it's going to be the same bodies.
No.
They're not going to die, they're not going to rot, they're not going to have to
but
eat.
It's the same
physical body, you're going to look the same.
You're going to look the same, but I'm going to be the same.
Yeah.
If you're not sustained with food and water and air, right, and you're not going to die, so it's not the same.
Why isn't
it? Like now, because now
it's the same body that's going to be living in a way that you won't need it. Let me ask you a question. If I take a tape recorder and put in a 3-hour battery, or I put in a 10-hour battery, it's the same thing.
Or you put it in electricity.
It's the same thing. What's the difference?
No, it's not the same,
because when you eat and drink, you are much more gashmis. You're much more, yeah?
No, we're not going to be fagret, but gash. We're not going to be chumri, but we're going to be gashmi. No, but the gashmi is the physical part will be the same, not the mundane part. The chumrius is going to be different, but the gashmi.
You're going to have an eye, and a nose, and a hair, and skin. I know that.
No,
but it's going to be different.
No,
tzaddik, yesh lo oto body.
We're not going to eat. We're not going to sleep. We're not. But it's going to be the same body. The body won't need to eat and sleep. Not only that, the body is going to sustain the neshama. Now, the body lives from the neshama. But Tchias HaMeisim, the neshama is going to live from the body, it says. Why is the body higher than the neshama? So the Rebbe explains in the Maimon, a phenomenal concept. The Rebbe explains, the neshama, now the Rebbe explains in Tanya, Perek Beis, the neshama is the Chodbanim Atam Neshama Lekechem. That we are God's children, the whole analogy of the second parak of Tanya, that why is the neshama part of God? So he explains, because just like a child is an extension of the father, because the father and the mother produce the seed that creates the baby, so the same thing, the neshama is an extension of Hashem, and therefore because it's the extension of Hashem, it's a part of Hashem just like a child is part of the father. Right? But the relationship between a father and a child is a relationship based on something, because it's their extension, because they created it, therefore there's a natural instinctive love that a parent has to a child because it's my child. The body is not the child of Hashem. The body Hashem chose to be a Jewish body. That Rebbe explains later on in Tanya that when we say Hashem chose us from all nations, we are the chosen nation. What does it mean we're the chosen nation? Does it mean the neshama? Does it mean the guf? So the Rebbe explains it doesn't mean the soul. God didn't choose a Jewish soul because the Jewish soul is different than a goyish soul. Choosing means when two things are exactly the same and you choose one over the next. If there's gold and dirt, you can't say I chose gold over dirt. It's not free choice. Free choice means when there's two things exactly the same and I choose one over the next. If I have two exact cups, one's on my right side, one's on my left side, it's still not free choice because I might have preference of right over left or left over right. Or top over bottom or bottom over top.
What is it to choose between two exactly same cups? Whatever you choose is the same.
The word free choice is...
If you have two identical cups, what are you choosing? What's the difference?
Because I might...
What you choose is the same.
But if I have one on the right, one second, there are people, there are people that have a preference of right over left or left over right. Okay? If that's their preference, it's not real free choice, I'm saying. Free choice is when two things are exactly the same and you choose one over the next. That level of choosing is not rational, it's not emotional. It's the essence choosing, because there's no reason why I'm choosing. There's no natural drawing to it that I should say I like it better and therefore I'm choosing it. It's choosing, bechira, comes from the atzmus, from the essence of Hashem, that is above and beyond any rationale, any reasoning, any nature, anything. It's the essence of Hashem. The neshama, which is Hashem's child, the relationship between Hashem and Neshama is a natural, rational, emotional connection. It's my child, I love it. The Neshama Hashem loves because it's a Neshama, it's an extension of God. The Alter Rebbe says, you can't say that Hashem chose the Neshama of a Jew over the Neshama of a God because they're different. What do we say, Ubanu Bachart, that Hashem chose us? It means the body of a Jew that looks exactly like the body of a Goy, and Hashem chose, not for reason, not for emotions, not for nature, nothing. Hashem said, this body I want Jewish, this body is not Jewish. Why did Hashem choose this body? There is no why. It's an easy, because if there's why, it's no free choice. If the body is better, then there's no free choice. Where does the body originate from? From that level of God that's above everything whatsoever. And that level chose the body. So really, the body is higher than the neshama. The neshama's relationship with Hashem is a child to a father. It's a natural, emotional, rational relationship. The body's relationship with Hashem is of the essence. So now when that essence is not revealed, the neshama is greater than the body. Torah is greater than mitzvahs. But when you reveal the essence, you will see that the body is even greater than the neshama. I mean, it's not such an easy concept, but that's
the adult, because I understand the choosing part at all.
You have to come on.
What do you mean you don't understand the choosing part?
If you have a green cup and a red cup,
that's not choosing.
Why? So what do you do?
Because they're different. I chose, but it's not bechira chofshis. It's not free choice. Free choice means it's free, meaning there's no reason of picking one over the next. If I like red better than green, it's not free choice.
Preferring.
If you picked red from green...
Life and you choose that. It's a set of choice in the Torah. You choose between life.
That's
and
a separate issue. So how do you have... No. That's a separate issue. How do you have bechira between good and bad if they're not the same? That's a separate issue to be dealt with. Correct. But that doesn't take away from what we're saying. Okay, neither do I.